So tell me, when it comes to Jesus, how close are you to him? Do you hear his voice day by day? Or is that kind of closeness, that kind of intimacy, but a dim, distant memory? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. A friend was telling me that he'd been rummaging through some old boxes when he found a book that he'd forgotten he had. It was called How to Improve Your Memory. Isn't it funny how we can know something truly important and then we forget it so completely that it's expunged from our minds? As a youngster, I knew deep down that God had done an awesome thing by sending Jesus to die on that cross for me. But as I grew up, somehow I lost that. And then one day, wandering in a spiritual wasteland, he reminded me. It was quite a nudge, a gentle voice that gradually grew not louder, but clearer, to the point where today that relationship is the most important part of my life. That's how God works, gently, kind of wooing us with his love. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 to 13. Then the Lord said to Elijah, "Go stand in front of me on the mountain. I, the Lord, will pass by you." Then a very strong wind blew. The wind caused the mountains to break apart. It broke large rocks in front of the Lord. But that wind was not the Lord. After that wind, there was an earthquake. But that earthquake was not the Lord. After the earthquake, there was a fire. But that fire was not the Lord. After the fire, there was a quiet, gentle voice. When Elijah heard the voice, he used his coat to cover his face and went to the entrance of the cave and stood there. Then a voice said to him, "Elijah, why are you here?" That's God's word, fresh for you today. And my friend, God is still speaking day after day after day. He hasn't fallen mute. He's speaking quietly, gently through his word. And yet so many have stopped listening. Well, perhaps I can help. You see, that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day. A powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.